Okay, we are moving on in Siman Tes and hopefully finishing Siman Tes. Today we are up to Siman Tes, Sivbeis, the bottom of page 32. Moving on to page 33. Last time we learned that the pasuk in Sefer Devarim Perikav Beis is Lo Yubash Shatnez, Tzemru Upishtim Yachdav, and then Gdilin Tase Lechal Gdal Dal Knafech. And therefore, there's Machlokas Bilzpidim Beis Shammai Beis Hel in the Gemara, whether we can learn out smuchim over here that we can even matter shatness and tzitzis. According to Beis Shammai, you are not allowed to. According to Beis Hillel, since we have a smichas, a parshias of lo tiyobas shatness and gzilun tasalucha, therefore he says, he learns you can even wear shatness on your tzitzis. That means the two strings of the tchelis used to be made of tzemer, of wool, and that could be put even on a linen beged, and it could be even put on a linen beged, and therefore be mutter even to wear shatness. However, already at the time of the Gemara, they already showed that there was really gezeiros that were put on not to really come and do this, because different gezeiros have possibilities. Reason why we didn't want to do it. Anyways, me'ikr de dinah nowadays brings the mechaber over here. It doesn't really matter because that's only bezman da'ayat tcheles. Only when there was times of tcheles there, when you were yotzi the whole mitzvah kishlei musa, then it would be docha the avera of shatnez. However, nowadays where there's no tcheles, therefore it does not permit it. And that's the mechaber over here in Siv Beis. Look inside Siv Beis. It sits a shel pishtam o shel tzemer rechelim pochim b'chol minei begun. So, tzitzis, if you have strings that are made of linen, or strings that are made of wool, they patter all different materials of begadim, even on a cotton beged, even on any other beged that's chayv, it will patter whether if you use wool or linen. Chutz mishal pishta letzemer, or shal semer lepishtan, the one exception to the rules, you can't put wool strings on a pishtan beged, or pishtan strings on a wool beged. Bizman hazeh, delayka tcheles, nowadays, where we don't have tcheles, you're not allowed to do this, because back in the time, maker didn't, you were allowed to. But even so, nevertheless, if you did say already, there were gzeiras made, not to come ahead and do it. Why? Because this will be shatness, and therefore, we do not permit it. Says the Ramah, v'yeshomim shalola, so tzitzit shal pishtam klal, afilu b'sharminim v'achinok, that those say not to make tzitzis of pishtim at all, even with sharminim, and that is our midag, not to use linen strings. Okay, different. That's also a gezeira that we're going to come to think a certain begadim look like wool, and therefore it's going to look like you're putting pishtan strings on a wool beged, and someone's going to come to think that you put pishtan strings on a wool beged itself, and therefore we don't use pishtan strings at all. We'll come back to this in Sif Vav. What we see over here, though, that unlike we'll see in the next halacha, other minim are not going to patter other minim. Meaning cotton strings, you cannot put on a wool beged, you're not going to be yotze. You can put cotton strings on a cotton beged, but cotton strings are not going on a wool beged, we'll soon see. However, wool strings work for any type of beged. The Bach does is brought down in Sif Katan Vav, who disagrees. A Bach cut of Kevin Dish posing Machmir Mazah, Shalola Sosafilu Tzitzis Shal Semel Sharminim. There are those posing, behold, you should not put wool strings on other types of begadim. Kevin Chain Omino, Kimavor Beis Yosef, Al Kain Lo Yavarch Rakal Tal Semer Vitzitzis Semer. Says the Bach, you're only allowed to make a bracha on a woolen beged with woolen strings. Anything else, you're not allowed to make the bracha on. That would be another reason why not to wear cotton tzitzis because of this Bach. However, we do not paskin like the Bach, like the Mishnah Berurah says. V'aholam nogim shalos, v'aholam nogim laso tzitzis shel tzemer l'sharminim. U'b'sefer l'rabba gankin katov yesh l'hakol b'zeh. V'chei masha v'sefer maisa rav l'maisa. V'ebli pikbuk, we hold l'maisa nowadays. The minhag is to be makel that you can put woolen strings on any type of beged, and therefore those who wear cotton strings, you have woolen strings on the beged. That's just normally what they would have. Happens, and you are yotze yedei chovasa. Now, so over here nowadays is bezman hazeh deleika tcheles. So I want to talk a little bit, not be marchiv too much about the inyan of the what they call tcheles nowadays. So obviously, this is danu harbe bezman hazeh with many gedolei poskim, and I'm not here to stick my head in between them. And I'm not here to give a full fledged there. There's a lot, obviously, to say about it. Lamaisa, I want to bring down the lashon of Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevinsal. Says over here, Moreno Rabbeinu, dear Masel Tcheles. He says, Gedolei Ador Danu Bekach. Gedolei Ador, I have been Dan Bekach. Umarana Revel Yashav Shlita. Or Zatzal nowadays. Sover she'ein raya mespeket l'zot shekorin ata tcheles yat tcheles. Says Revel Yashav that nowadays there is not enough proof to say that our tchelis nowadays is the real tchelis. And therefore, Rav Eliyashiv was not one of the big bosim who held that they should not put tchelis bazman hazeh. Okay? Number one, others will kind of come and say the reason why Rav Yashiv said this is only because it's very expensive, and if Rav Yashiv said he had to put on tzitzit, you would have all of the Haredi world putting on tzitzit and have the chivin to put on their eight sons tchelis, and they're going to come to have to spend a fortune. So I'm not privy to know the insides and outsides of what Rav Yashiv said, but Lameisa, Rav Yashiv said not to put on tchelis. Okay, Rav Yashiv put on not tchelis, he doesn't, his Talmidim don't, they do not put on tchelis. But Rav Neventzel says even starker than this. He says, "La'anias daiti, afilu einenu yodim eizik gavan anachlim chapsim." Says Rav Neventzel, we don't even know nowadays what color we're looking for. We don't even know what color it's supposed to be. And if he doesn't say over here, but expands in other places, he says, according to Rashi, Rashi says it's supposed to look like one thing. It's closer to white, and it's a very light colored. And the Rambam writes it's a very, very dark color. He says, therefore, we don't even know what, according to the Rishonim, what exactly looking for. How can we be certain that the tchelis nowadays is in Lachain, says Moreno Rabbeinu, Ein Leilech Ima Karui Hayom Tchelis. You should not go with what we call nowadays tchelis. Okay? That is Rav Neventzel's position, B'li Pipuk. He holds it very, very strongly. Not only should you not, he holds it is usur to go with tchelis. If you ask him one time, a Rebbe went to him with a tchelis, shall he show a tchelis? And Rav Neventzel said, why are you wearing that? You should be taking them off. And the Rebbe was shocked. And he said, it's usur for me to wear them? He says, it's usur for me to wear them. Can I explain to you why Rav Neventzel holds it's absolutely usur? No, I can't. But that's what Rav Neventzel holds. It is usur to wear tchelis. And Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbe, with his intellectual honesty, he went and he took off the tchelis right away. And Rav Neventzel told him the next day he would not wear and it sits anymore. Tchelis, where it sits out, he wouldn't wear tchelis anymore. With respect to Rav Neventzel. Okay, so that is the position of Rav Eliyashiv, Rav Neventzel, and Kimat, I say all, but Ruba the Ruba of the Gedolei Ador in the previous generations all held that not to go ahead and wear tchelis. There have been some big Rabbanim, big Gedolim also, who have come for tchelis. I believe Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg is one of them. He I believe wears tchelis. I don't know what if he's magic. Other people do, but I think he does wear tchelis. Obviously, Rav Shechter, which is very interesting. Rav Shechter does, because of course Rav Soloveitchik was one of the big people who held that no matter what, you can never have tchelis anymore once you lost the Masorah. We can't have the Masorah again till the time of Mashiach, which is really supported by a Medrash. I mean, it's a Medrash Tanchuma or something that says that tchelis has been nignaz ad yimos Mashiach. That's a lesson of the Medrash. It's brought down also in the Halacha Brura. Also, Rav Avadya Yosef was also against tchelis, and therefore the whole Svardish world also does not wear tchelis. So all I have to say about this is number one, in our yeshiva, absolutely, I believe it is absolutely usur for anyone to go ahead and put tchelis on it. Someone who came in wearing tchelis from before, because the Rebbe, whatever they might have had, said they should wear tchelis, so that's maybe a separate inyan. I'm not 100% convinced, but maybe that's a separate inyan. Maybe Lechvod or Neventzel, for sure, he should not wear them out. But in this yeshiva, to put on tchelis, when A, Moreno Rabbeinu of Neventzel, Moreno Rabbeinu of Yaakov Katz, the Rosh Kollel, and Moreno Rabbeinu of Yeshiva all hold that one is not allowed to wear tchelis bazman hazeh. To go ahead and wear tchelis, I believe, is absolutely major problematic in our yeshiva. Once someone leaves the walls of this base, you should know that after all is said and done, and people say Sevek Daraisas Lechumras, and there's no problem with wearing them, Lamaisa, at the end of the day, is Ruba the Ruba. Gedolim Hose, not to wear tchelis. Okay? Not to wear tchelis. There are also plenty of Yirei Shemayim. They also care about Safek Daraisas Lechumra. Believe me. And therefore, the Masorah is, and this is something that's very, very Samud to the idea of Masorah, is that they're not to wear tchelis. So someone becomes a Talmud of Rav Zalman Nechami Goldberg, of Rav Shechter, okay, so that they become Talmidim of them, and therefore they want to follow their ways and wear tchelis, so they have definitely what to be Samech on. I believe we might to argue against them, but so therefore that is a separate story altogether. So that is a little bit of what I have to say over here on the Inyan of tchelis. There's obviously a lot more to say, and Rav Hashem, I didn't say this in front of Rav Nevensol or the Rosh Yeshiva, they have a lot more to say about this matter, both of them. But that is a little bit. No. Even in YU, most of the Talmid of Soloveitchik, besides from Rosh Hashanah, don't wear tcheles, and they follow after their Rebbe, who held that once they lost the Mesorah, this Mesorah was lost forever. And Rosh Hashanah, obviously, he is allowed to have his own opinion. Rosh Hashanah has his own opinion on the matter, and therefore he feels very strictly people should wear tcheles. Okay, so that is the idea of tcheles. L'maisa. Amratim should not come up and say that nowadays, if we think this is really tcheles, now we could wear shatnas. Okay, we could have wool and linen together because midraisa, there might be my right if this is really tcheles. Okay, but lamaisa, anyways, we have gzeras not to do it nowadays, and for sure that maybe would be another reason why chas v'shalom, if that would be a terrible thing if it came to be that people started wearing shatnas with the tcheles, that would be in terms of the regenerative tcheles, that seems to be proven by many of the Gedoli poskim of the previous shavner, the Aruch HaShulchan, and many others already came out very strongly against that tcheles because they felt for sure that was not the real deal. Okay, Gimel. Tzitzis shel sharminim ein pochin elvina. As I said before, tzitzis strings of other types of materials, they do not poter except for their material. Kigon meshi lebegin meshi, silk strings will poter a silk begin. Vitzemer geffen letzemer geffen, cotton strings will poter a cotton begin. Avol shelo beminam einem pochim. But to put cotton strings on a silk bed and cotton strings on a woolen begin, that will not poter. You're not going to be yotzi de b'chavasat ki'ilu. You're wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis, and it'll be usher to do so. Dalit. Im hitel batal shel shar minim ktsas tzitzis mimino uktsas mitzemer opishim yesh li stopik. But if you put on your talus, you have some strings will be woolen strings, and some strings will be, let's say, cotton strings on a cotton begit. So both of them, intrinsically, if you had four strings of wool, which is really eight, four turns into eight, or four strings of cotton, which turns into eight, that for sure will be fine. That will for sure be fine the way we paskin. However, if you have two strings of wool, two strings of cotton, so that is a suffix in the Shulchan Aruch, whether you're going to be yotzi. So Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Miyadaliki, ain't kan min knaf. You need min knaf, the min of the knaf. And over here, you don't have it this way and that way. V'gam gedilim taselcha miyam enu gam. So min knaf, you learn cotton strings words for a cotton begit. From gedilim taselcha, you learn that even a begit of strings of tzemer will pater a cotton begit. Over here, you have this, neither this or neither that. So that's the makom of the suffix. However, he does bring down the einbert artzis chaim. The Malban writes shekata dim osa shnei chutim imino ushnei chutim mitzemer shaper dami ein sham yilso. The taima, the artzis chaim brings a raya that he believes that it would be mutter to do so if you have two strings and two strings, three strings and one string. He would say that would be the suffix. But two strings and two strings, the Malban writes he believes will pater the begged, obviously just do four strings of wool, like we have, like Armin says, and you'll be yotzi. Hey, yesh omrim shetzarech lasos hatzitza mitzeva hatals v'amidak tekin dogim. There are those medayik in the Rambam that if you have white begged, so you put on white tzitzis. However, if you have another colored begged, you have a green begged, let's say, like those have in, let's say, some of the army people will wear green begged for the tzitzis. According to the Das Lamechaber, the Medaktikim will put green tzitzis strings on the green begged. Okay, you say that's the noy of tzitzis. That is it, kilim yamveyu, to put on green tzitzis strings on the green begged. That's the way the Mechaber passes. However, the Ramah says, I never saw such a thing in my life. That's what he writes in the Dark Yemosha, and therefore he passes like that over here in the Ramah. V'ashkenazim ein noagin lasos tzitzis rak levanim. We only make white tzitzis strings. Even if you have a colored begged, according to the Ramah, you put only on white tzitzis strings. Once again, over here, the Mishnah Berurah, like he did earlier in our Siman, says better to be machmer also for the Shitas Mechaber. How do you be machmer for Shitas Mechaber over here? So it says over here, in Sikatan Tezvav, Sikatan Tezayin, he says, Mikol Makom, Roy Limedactic, Lasos, Dafka, Dal, Knafoso, Talos, Katan, Lavon. You should Dafka have a Tav of tzitzis that are white. Kadeshi Yotzi, they are Kok, Shiasi, Tzitzis, Lavonim, therefore you're going to need white strings. Lukule Alma, and therefore you're going to be Yotzi, Yedei Chavaso. So that's the best thing, to have a white bag and on white strings. If you need to have a green bag, let's say for the army, that you need to have it. So it sounds like If you come from Eidos Mizrach Lamedaktikim, they should be putting on green strings on their green beged to be Yotzei Das Mechaber Lechatchila. For sure they're going to be Yotzei if they put on white strings. It's just a Medaktikim, it's just because Zekeli Mamveu, but they would still be Yotzei. If according to Ashkenazim, if they were to be a green beged, Lechor, they are still going to put on white strings. The whole idea of the tassels with the stripes, Svarnim have white on white, it could be connected to this, to have just a white beged in order to be white strings. Ashkenazim put on, have a black pasim going down. I think it's all because of Zekeli Mamveu. Maybe there are Tamim al-Pi Kabbalah that I'm not aware about. But other than that, there's not too much else to that, to my knowledge. Fine. So that's halacha l'maaseh by colored begad. Okay, I don't know what they do if they have these what's it called with all the different colors. Tie dye strings according to the Mechaber. I'm not sure. Okay, you could ask a posik. Vav. Yesh omrim shein lasos talis shel pishta. There are those who say, like we mentioned earlier on in the Ramah. I'm sorry, earlier on in the Ramah, it says not to use strings of pishtan. Now we're talking about over here, the Mechaber says not to make a beged of pishtan. Those who say not to make a beged of pishtan, afal pishein halacha ken, even though the halacha is that it's not usur, nevertheless, yeri shemayim yotzeis kulam, you should be yotzi al shitas ve'oza talis shel tzamar rechelim, and just make a woolen beged, shuchai v'tzitzim min ha-torah b'li pikbuk, and that'll be yotzi v'tzitzis b'li pikbuk. The Mechaber is giving us a little bit of a drach over here. A lot of people like to use chachmos when it comes to halacha, and twist things. He says, don't use chachmas over here. Do the thing that's going to yotzei l'kuli alma, and don't get into halachic issues. Just go ahead and use a beged of tzemer, and then you're going to be yotzei l'kuli alma, and you won't get into any halachic problems. Umiyu, im I asharak betal shel pishtan. However, if that's the only thing you have available, says the Ramah, we'll go back to the mikra dinah. Mutav shiasa tal shel pishtan. Vitzitzio shel pishtan, mishit batl, mitzitzitzis. It's better to have a linen beged with linen strings, even though we said better not to use a linen beged, and not to use linen strings like we saw earlier on in the Ramah. But everyone agrees, both the Mechaber and the Ramah, if you're going to mivatel for the mitzitzitzis, better to use a linen beged with linen strings, and then you will come out and be yotzei yedei chavasos or lechatchila. We don't use linen strings, we don't use a linen beged. However, one will be yotzei yedei chavasos if he does use it, and if he has nothing else besides for that, he would be able to go ahead and use it. Ad kan for today, a little bit of the Indian of tchilas and other things in the Indian of tzitzis. Ad kan.